Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Friday, June 20th, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And welcome to the weekend, a sunny weekend. Still, the forecast is not a cloud in the sky. Everybody go out, get tan, enjoy the outside, and enjoy the weekend. And listen to Go Birds Radio on Saturday. James Seltzer will have you for that one. I, unfortunately, won't be there, but still call in, talk Eagles with our boy, because there's nothing we love more than talking Eagles with our boy, James Seltzer. So that'll be on the schedule for Saturday. But let's get into the Eagles news of the day. Get you ready for your weekend. Get your little Eagles fix in before Go Birds on Saturday. So first up, there was an announcement in regards to training camp and the schedule. And you know I love logistics and you know I love training camp. So got to talk about this one. The Cleveland Browns will be holding, or having, I should say, a joint practice with the Eagles in Philadelphia. Thank God, don't have to go to Cleveland. But that will take place on August 13th. Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts, of course, enter this practice with a 9-2 record in joint practices. They've been downright dominant in joint practices. And it's not really surprising. They have a deep roster. So when it comes to the second and third team reps, they're always way better than most second and third teams in the NFL. And to be completely honest, especially with Vic Fangio here, the Eagles, they prioritize competing in practice. You see it. I'm not around other teams. Maybe every team prioritizes it. I can't imagine teams have a, you know, let's not try that hard today in practice thing. But regardless, the Eagles have been really good in joint practices. The Cleveland Browns won't present the most interesting competition. They're not going to be a very good team, but Kenny Pickett coming back to Philadelphia and Shedeur Sanders. We'll get a chance to watch Shedeur Sanders, or at least talk about Shedeur Sanders, and I'll be tracking those stats for Shedeur. Don't you worry. I remember when they played the Cleveland Browns in training camp before, I tracked the Deshaun Watson stats. He was not too happy about them. So I'm sure the Cleveland Browns will be happy to see me coming back with my notepad tracking their stats. So that will be on August 13th. Looking forward to that one. About 3 weeks into training camp or so. So a little later, maybe than most joint practices. In other news, the Eagles released a video on, I think it was maybe Wednesday, of some behind-the-scenes stuff from their OTAs this offseason. So when it was announced that the Eagles were going to be on Hard Knocks, the in-season edition, where they're going to follow a team during the season and then into the playoffs, you know, it was exciting. It's exciting to see behind-the-scenes footage. You know, everyone will be watching it. Everyone will be talking about it. We'll get to see stuff we probably would not have got to see otherwise. So I'm excited for it. But the reality is the Eagles do an amazing job themselves giving you a look behind the scenes. Now, obviously, they have complete control over what gets released with these. With the HBO show, in theory, they won't have complete control. So we might see more things that they don't want us to see. But the unscripted series they do, I've said it before, I'll say it again, it's unbelievable. Like the videos of Sirianni talking to the team, they get stuff of players in the huddle. It's just, it's always very good. But really the highlight of them mostly is the players, or I should say, is Nick talking to the players. The player speeches they got before the Super Bowl obviously were really cool to watch. But for the most part, always watching Sirianni talk to the team, his messaging, I think it does portray Nick in a good light. And Nick's past the point where I think he's proving things to people. Not that he has nothing to prove, but it's much different than even a year ago, frankly, right? Where people thought he should be fired. It was, you know, what's he going to do now that Kellen Moore is here? And then certainly in 2021, when he was a new head coach and everybody was questioning him then. So I thought in those moments when they released videos of Nick, there was PR benefits to it. But now I think with having a Super Bowl ring, having been to two Super Bowls in 3 years, it's just a benefit to show Nick in this light just to see it. But he doesn't need the good PR anymore. So regardless, they posted a video. It was about 8 minutes. I'll go check it out. I think it's on the Eagles' YouTube and on their Twitter. And it started with Nick talking to the full team and talking about last year. And there's also some Zach Bond in here talking about last year. And just for some context, you can hear Nick in this say, you know, we're here, we're not looking here. When he's doing that, he's pointing to a mountain. So just some context when you hear it. So here's Nick speaking to the team with Zach Bond and then Nick again.
Is over.
That dictates results. There's no shortcuts in it, so we're starting right back there at the beginning.
So first I want to say the celebration is over. Okay? The celebration is over. Preparation is here. Celebration is over. Preparation is here. As we continue through here, last year as we came into the 2024 season, there was a lot that we talked about of handling adversity. Now it's a little different. You got to handle success, right? It's a different animal, right? You got to handle success. Everyone right now, right, for the guys that have been here, are telling you how good you are. Treat praise like perfume. Sniff it, don't drink it. It's poison.
When you win the Super Bowl or you get to the pinnacle of whatever sport you're playing, that following year, it's like you knock that away and just start from the bottom. And we're starting from the bottom. We're starting from scratch because this is 2025 and you got to break it all down, start with the basics, and that starts in OTAs.
So here we are, right? Here we are. We're in the off-season program. We're in the off-season program, right? We're not worried about this, right? We're not worried about this. We're not worried about this. There are so many steps you got to take before this happens. Notice I don't have a picture of last year. I don't have a picture of last year's mountain because when you're climbing a mountain, right? When you're climbing a mountain, you are solely focused on where you are. You never look back, ever.
I think one thing you're going to hear a lot from Nick this year is celebration's over, preparation begins. I don't think you're going to see him say very often things like we want, you know, to talk about the Super Bowl. I don't think you'll hear him use the term repeat very often. I think they're going to try to view this as a singular year and not coming off of winning a Super Bowl in 2024 as if it's, you know, repeating. I think they're going to try to win the Super Bowl singularly, if that makes sense. That's just a sense I get from, you know, being around the team this offseason. I don't think you're going to hear a lot of repeating and stuff like that. So celebration over, preparation begins, I do think is going to be something we'll hear a lot from Nick. And also, yeah, like I said, team issued video, they're sending this message out there. This is what they want people to see, that the team is focused on this year and is not thinking about last year. And the part with the mountain, where Nick is pointing to the mountain, he circles the bottom. He goes, this is where we are. You can kind of see it says OTAs on it. And then there's the top of the mountain. And I, you know, at the top, I'd assume is the Super Bowl. And he points at all the different places they have to go to get there. The mountain analogy is one Nick has used quite a bit before. It's not the roots analogy that he used as a rookie head coach that caused a lot of stir. And I don't know if the mountain analogy is new to Nick. I think people have talked about it before, but I do think it's good. Like just visually, when Nick is talking to the the team, and he's saying, this is where we are. And when you're climbing a mountain, right, you don't look back at the last mountain. You just focus on what you have to do that day. So I do think it is a good message. I think Nick is very good with messaging. I know when Jeffrey thinks about what he wants in a head coach, leadership is definitely part of it. And the videos that they show of Nick in team meetings are normally very good. Obviously, they're not going to show any bad ones. But just talking to players and staff members that have been in those meetings, they do leave genuinely hyped up. Like, I've gotten texts, you know, saying how, you know, just like Nick crushed that meeting or whatever, right? So even the meeting in 2021 about the roots and how, you know, the work is being done and it hasn't sprouted yet, that went over great with the players, as we saw then. So I think Nick's been good with it. He spends a lot of time on it. He spends a lot of time watching documentaries in the off season, talking to people. I don't know. I don't think he's a big reader, but he does enjoy sports content, and I think he gets a lot from that. So I thought that was a good message in the video. So a good portion of the video, though, is the team working out, the team playing basketball at the Palestra, the most overrated venue in the city, and, you know, competing and all that type of stuff. So there was some minor things in there. Jahad Campbell shooting a basketball is a little interesting considering his shoulder injury. The coaches, I believe, won the shooting competition that they had with all the players. You can see Nick, you know, he's into it. He's got his head, his hat backwards. He's shooting. So definitely a competitive guy. But the video ends with a sequence that I think is on purpose and I think is encouraging for this season. So at the end of the video, with about a minute left, they have a clip of Saquon on the practice field. He's mic'd up. He's talking to Zach Bond. And he's asking for advice from him on, like, how to break a dive tackle, I think is what it is. So it goes from that to Sirianni talking about building culture, and then Jalen Hurts at the end of this video breaking down a huddle. So here's the audio of that, and then I'll tell you guys what I think about it.
All right, I got you.
Go ahead, ask coach.
But if you have advice, tackle, what threatens advice more? Because, like, usually when I see advice and I get vertical, I'll just attack one person, try to break his leverage.
Yeah.
I think that's the interesting part of, like, meeting, team meetings, and when you go over, like, when you guys are talking, like, I'm just trying to think, like, okay, like, what would be my counter towards that? Like, how would I attack the way you guys are attacking us?
You know, everything starts again. We had a great culture last year, but you can't copy and paste culture. It's re-earned every day. There's no shortcut to it. You have to start back right at the beginning again with all the details that go into what the standard is, what the standard's not, and it's right back from the very beginning and going over it again.
And hey man, y'all keep coming out here working, man. Keep competing, man. We building it right now, building that foundation. Team on three, 1, 2, 3.
Team!
I think the clip of Saquon and Bond just talking is really cool. And I don't think that's unique to the Eagles. But in terms of just a culture, I think that's what you want to see. Saquon, arguably the best running back in the NFL. Zach Bond played like arguably the best linebacker in the NFL. And they are talking about, you know, all right, if I'm Saquon, I have the ball, this is what I see. What are you doing and how can I counter that? Zach Bond then gets to hear what Saquon is doing and how he could counter that. And I know that's something that has really helped out players like Devontae Smith, for example. When Devontae was a rookie, he would talk about practicing against Slay and just the advice Slay would give him. Edges, I think Nolan Smith might have done it most recently, but a lot of edges talk about going up against Lane and how when you're going up against Lane, you'll have the rep, but then he'll say to you, hey, I saw you do this, and because you did that, this is what I did, and, you know, allowed me to win the snap. So Nick talks about it a lot, about teaching tape. You know, he'll play tape of Randy Moss, for example, and say, okay, here's how you want to run this route, or, you know, like great receivers, Marvin Harrison, right? But then he says when you have great players like Lane Johnson in the building and you show a teach tape, those offensive tackles can then go to Lane and say, okay, how'd you do that? So it is definitely part of something Nick values. I think it might be, I believe his degree was in teaching. You could see, you know, how he is a teacher in that way and probably how those classes he took shaped him. But the Eagles really value having veteran players on the team that help out each other. And that's why they value when they draft people like good guys for the most part. Not every guy you're going to draft is going to have an impeccable off the field resume, but it is something they value. And I think you can hear that in the clip of Saquon talking to Zach Bond. Just two guys, very good at what they do, very invested in what they do, wanting to learn about what they do. Good thing for the culture. Next up, that is with Sirianni, obviously, in that clip, talking about building culture. Now you always have to do it. It was funny. I wrote down in the thing culture beats scheme, and man, That was a Chip saying. So I understand, you know, it's not always like culture beats scheme. Scheme matters, players matter. Those things matter more than culture. But where I think Chip might have been a little bit correct, and where I think Nick is correct, is that, and I've said this before on the pod, but it's worth reiterating here, you know, scheme matters, having answers to problems matter, having answers to blitzes, like you need all those things. I'm not diminishing them. But I do think the Eagles win because of a good culture and a focus on detail. And if you have players that try really hard and like each other and they are very focused on detail, and then obviously being in the NFL, they're very talented, I think that beats scheme. If you have a team that has the most amazing schematic, you know, all types of pre-snap motion, this guy going that way, you'll make big plays on offense. But look at the Miami Dolphins. Whenever they play in a tough scenario, they collapse, right? The Niners, whenever they play in tough weather, it feels like they collapse. Last year, they got, you know, boat raced in Buffalo, I think it was. That's not who the Eagles are. And I think clips like this show it. So finally, that clip ends with Jalen Hurts breaking the huddle down. And I don't think it's a coincidence that the final four people you hear in a video that's all about culture and all about the Eagles trying to put this message of, look at us, we're building culture, we're not focusing on last year. You hear from Saquon, Zach Bond, Sirianni, and Hurts to end the video. Saquon, obviously a leader of the team. Zach Bond, a leader of the team on defense. Nick, the head coach. Jalen, the most important player on the team. Seems very, very intentional. And the Eagles do a good job with it. So I would definitely go check that video out. There's a lot more in there besides just these clips. It's a fun watch. It's like 9 minutes. It's off season. What else are you doing with your time? So on the other side, we are going to talk about a list, and not the WIP top 11, which has been phenomenal content all week. Sad to see it end. But ESPN put out a list of their NFL quarter century team, and there were a few Eagles ties to it. So that'll be on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So it is list season. It's not only WIP doing lists. Lots of people are doing lists. WIP just does it better. But everybody is doing a list. And ESPN put out their NFL quarter century team this week, and the Eagles had a bunch of ties to it. So let's look at who they had on their team, what Eagles made it, maybe what Eagles should have made it, and let's do what we all love to do. Let's analyze a list. So first up, I'm just going to read the quarterbacks. There's no Eagles ties to it. I mean, McNabb, you could argue, is like maybe loosely, very loosely in the conversation, but probably not even top 10, so not really. Jalen hasn't been playing long enough as a Super Bowl winner. I think he is at least in the conversation, but it's hard to dispute any Eagles quarterback being ahead of these guys. So they have at quarterback, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Patrick Mahomes. So it seems like they tried to build it like a 53-man roster. So three quarterbacks, Tom Brady, Peyton, and Patrick Mahomes. They had Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees on the practice squad, which obviously is a funny sentence to read, although Aaron Rodgers might not be much better than a practice squad right now. So those were their five quarterbacks. No Eagles. get it. Wide receiver, they had Terrell Owens. Obviously, I think a smart choice there. Probably one of the three best receivers to ever play the game. Played for the Eagles for one season. And the fact that we still talk about him, the fact that Eagles fans feel some type of ownership on him, like as an Eagle, even though he's clearly a Niner. The fact that T.O., I think, is still very involved in the fact that he was an Eagle, like talking about the Eagles, all those things. He had an unbelievable year here. It's the best season I've ever seen from a receiver. A.J. Brown might pass him eventually and probably already did pass him as an all-time Eagle receiver. But in terms of just one-year greatness, I don't think we'll ever see another impact year. Sorry, my phone is not on vibrate. I don't think we'll ever see an impact year the way T.O. had. Coming in, clear need at the position, just absolutely dominating it, and then obviously fell apart from there. Not too dissimilar from Saquon Barkley. Just a bit of a different outcome because the Eagles cut him a massive check this offseason and the Eagles didn't pay Terrell Owens after the 2004 season. So another potential area where I think you could have seen an Eagle go on there, Zach Ertz wasn't on the tight end list. So they had Gronkowski, Travis Kelce, and Tony Gonzalez. Hard to argue with those three. All unbelievable. All have Super Bowl rings. Actually, Tony Gonzalez, I don't think, has a Super Bowl ring. But Zach Ertz does have one. Zach Ertz, you know, has all types of receiving records with the Eagles for a tight end, all those things. I just don't think you can put him ahead of Gronk, Kelce, or Gonzalez. So Ertz, a great player, I think, on the short list for this. You know, higher up, obviously, than some of the quarterbacks would be there. Higher up than probably any true Eagles receiver would be. Terrell Owens was there for a year, but you know, I don't think AJ, Devontae, Macklin, Deshaun, any of those guys were like seriously considered for being the receiver. But yeah, Ertz, I think, had an argument, but he did not make it. All right. And now let's talk about some Eagles that did make the team. So left tackle, Jordan Mailata, did not make the team, but he was on the roster. He wasn't the starter. But he was also on there through the international player pathway, which, let me say, like, cheers to ESPN, whoever made this list, of deciding to use an international player pathway to get Mailata into the building. Smart roster maneuvering by him. Very Howie Roseman of whoever made this list. But Jordan Mailata, the fact that he's even being mentioned and the fact that he's on the roster, it just speaks to what an amazing player he has been. We're talking about 25 years in the NFL, and Mailata really probably only started being great in what, 2021? So a very small portion of the 25 years, I would guess, of all the players on this list, he probably played the least amount of snaps in the NFL over the last 25 years. So just speaks to what an amazing talent he is, how good he's become so quickly. And, you know, it's a feather in the cap of the NFL, that international player, when they're trying to grow the game, they're trying to make it a bigger deal overseas, or trying to, you know, recruit more international players to learn football, that Jordan Mailata is one of the best left tackles over the past 25 years. So props to Jordan for being on that list. All right. The Eagles did get some starting players. They got three starting players. The first starter they got, Jason Kelce at center. So why did they pick Jason Kelce? Well, first, they list the resume, 193 starts since 2000, one-time Super Bowl champion. Still a shame he didn't get that second ring, and a six-time All-Pro. So why Kelce? Here's what they wrote. Quote, "Picking our lone center was a fairly straightforward call. While Marquise Pouncey made the Pro Bowl 9 times versus Kelce 7, Kelce's 6 all-time first-team All-Pro selections are by far the most of any center. No other players had more than 2 since 2000. Kelce helped lead the Eagles to 2 Super Bowl appearances and revolutionized 3rd and 4th and 1s league-wide with his critical role in the still-permitted tush-push play," end quote. That's an interesting angle at the end, how Kelce's involved in this play. I think we look at that as a Jalen Hurts type play, an offensive line type play. But when you talk about like Hall of Fame resume, Kelce being a key piece of such a big play in NFL history is definitely noteworthy. But outside of that, well-deserved. Kelce, obviously an outstanding player since he got to Philadelphia, really did have one, that little dip in the middle of his career. But I think it made him probably appreciate the come up more, and I think it added to his story. So great player, great person. I don't know if I've had a chance to say this on a pod yet, but I've been thinking about it a lot recently. So obviously Jason Kelce is everywhere right now. I think he was in Cannes, in the Cannes Festival in France or wherever it is, talking about his podcast. He's on TVs, he's on commercials, he does everything, right? I think it's pretty rare when someone reaches that level of fame so quickly for it to just show, kind of like fame shows who you are. And I think it has shown what a good guy Kelce is. And obviously none of us, or I'd assume none of us, I don't know who's listening, very few of us listening know Kelce at like a super intimate level, right? So you never know what someone is truly, truly like behind every closed door. But I've been around Kelce enough, and I think with the level of spotlight on him, it would have been exposed by now. The dude's a good guy. Yeah, he had the one incident where he smacked the guy's phone out of his hand, whatever. That was on the guy. It was a brief moment of weakness from Jason. But outside of that, he just comes across as caring. He comes across as nice. And I think the same said for Travis Kelce. Every time Travis steps out the house, there's cameras on him. And he interacts with so many people. And you just never see a bad thing about him. All the clips you see of him, he's thanking everyone that opens the door. He's thanking everybody that, you know, is holding his bag or whatever. Like they are both coming across, I think, as genuinely good humans. And I think that's impressive considering the level of scrutiny they're under. So Kelce certainly deserved it as a player, but I think as a person, deserved it as well. All right. Next, right tackle Lane Johnson. So Lane, obviously, since 2013 has been on the team. So 12 years in the NFL, 12 years till now. 158 starts, two-time Super Bowl champion, five-time All-Pro. Why Lane Johnson as a starting right tackle? Quote, Johnson leads all right tackles in Pro Bowl selection since 2000 with six. No other player who primarily played right tackle in that span has more than four. He has perhaps been at his best over the past couple of seasons. In 2023, he led all tackles in run block win rate and was ninth in pass block win rate. Last season, Johnson was fifth among tackles in both run block win rate and pass block win rate. End quote. Yeah, we've talked about this on the pod a lot recently. I think especially with Kelce retiring a year ago and BG retiring this offseason, just a lot of all-time great Eagles talk. And then, of course, the top 11 this week at WIP. Lane can check every box pretty much every other Eagles player can. I mean, Super Bowl champion, has two of them. Great player, obviously has been. An Eagle in the way like offensive lineman, does stuff in the community, good personality, checks those boxes too. As I've said, he doesn't connect with the fans the way Kelce and BG did. Because those are like generational guys when it comes to connecting. But Lane is super cool and funny and does things like that. So yeah, Lane, very underrated, I think. Or I shouldn't say that. I think Eagles fans all know how great he is. But you don't hear many people put him on the Mount Rushmore, or he kind of gets mentioned like loosely. He's never really in that top 6-7 when talking about Mount Rushmore, and he probably deserves it. He's been a great player. One player that does get mentioned a lot when talking about Mount Rushmores, Brian Dawkins. So Brian Dawkins, and this is sad to see, they list his teams. Eagles from 96 to 2008, the Broncos, 2009 to 2011. Still an Eagle, not like Reggie White, where he's known as a Packer now. Brian Dawkins, firmly an Eagle, but yeah, does suck to see Kelce only Eagles, Lane only Eagles, and Dawkins played for the Broncos. Unfortunate they allowed that to happen. But since 2000, 22 and a half sacks, 29 forced fumbles. That's a wild number. 25 interceptions, five-time All-Pro. Crazy. Just crazy amount of impact on the game. Why Dawkins? Quote, Dawkins delivered some huge hits during his 12 seasons this quarter century, as evidenced by the fact that he forced the second most fumbles among DBs in our span and finished with the third most sacks. When Dawkins was on the Eagles from 2000 to 2008, Philadelphia ranked third in EPA allowed per dropback on defense. Obviously, some outstanding Eagles defense Dawkins was on, end quote, duh. But obviously, some outstanding defenses that Dawkins was on. Not just because of him, they had a lot of great players, but Dawkins, I think every Eagles player during that span would tell you, the heartbeat of the defense, the leader of the defense, the emotional captain of the defense. And when you talk Mount Rushmores, I don't think there is a Mount Rushmore that makes sense that doesn't have Brian Dawkins on it. You still see a ton of number 20 jerseys in the stands. So yeah, awesome for the Eagles to have, you know, so many players on it. And you know, who will be on the team from 2025 to 2050, the half century team? Hopefully we're still doing pods at that point. I think Jalen, Saquon, AJ perhaps, Mailata, Jalen Carter. They got a lot of guys. Quinyon, Dickerson. It is crazy. They are a very talented roster that are all relatively young and have a bright future. So that'll do it for today's daily podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. Go out, enjoy your weekend, get under the sun, smile a little bit this weekend and have fun. So thank you guys so much for listening. As always, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.